Number 12. Most of Nasruddin's neighbors were pleasant people who were always ready to help each other when they were in trouble. But there was one woman who lived in his street who was disliked by everybody because she was always interfering in other people's business and because she was always borrowing things from people and then forgetting to give them back. Early one morning, Nasruddin heard a knock at his front door, and when he opened it, found this woman outside. "Good morning, Nasruddin," she said. "I have to take some things to my sister's house in the town today, and I haven't got a donkey, as you know. Will you lend me yours? I'll bring it back this evening." "I'm sorry," answered Nasruddin. "If my donkey was here, I would, of course, lend it to you very willingly, but it isn't." "Oh," said the woman, "it was here last night because I saw it behind your house. Where is it now?" "My wife took it into town early this morning," answered Nasruddin. Just then the donkey brayed loudly. "You're not telling the truth, Nasruddin," the woman said angrily. "I can hear your donkey. You should be ashamed of yourself, telling lies to a neighbor." "You're the one who should be ashamed, not me," shouted Nasruddin. "Is it good manners to believe a donkey's word rather than that of one of one's neighbors?"
One. What were most of Nasruddin's neighbors like? Two. What kind of person was one of the women who lived in his street? Three. Why was she disliked? Four. What happened to Nasruddin early one morning? Five. What did she say to Nasruddin? Six. What was Nasruddin's answer? Seven. Why did the woman not believe that his donkey was not there? Eight. What did Nasruddin answer? Nine. Why did the woman get angry then? Ten. What did Nasruddin shout to her?